Blog Talk Radio.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. If I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book said, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book said, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
Yeah, welcome to Thursday night show on Wilderness Freedom Radio. My name is Leonard Bernard with Virgil Spraggan, Russ Ode. And I tell you what, we got a lot of crazy shit going on and it's going down very fast and quick. Want to get to it here in a little bit. Russell, how you doing, brother? Russell, can you hear me? Russell, are you? Oh. Well, I guess I forgot to take you off. Yeah, I forgot to take you off the mute button. So, hey, I tell you what, man, we called this. We said, go ahead, brother.
I'm about as pissed off as a white man can be right now. I don't think I've ever been more disgusted or angry. I tell you what, I'm about half a turn from twisting all the way off. This is just, I tell you what.
Well, you see that Marine go off on Biden today?
This is a... we no longer have an honorable history. This is a black mark that we shall never overcome. And if you voted Democrat, if you were a poll worker that took part in this fraud that happened on November 6th, I pray to God I'm not standing too close to you on Judgment Day at the pearly gate, because I don't want to catch any of that backlash.
Right, right. Can you imagine what God's going to do to him? I hate to be in her shoes, you know. But did you see that Marine today that went off on Biden? Called him everything in the book, too. They called him, he called him out. He's a Marine that was trapped in Afghanistan. And he was in Afghanistan and got out. Yes.
Hey, Joe, man, you're echoing again, and there's some kind of background talking going on over there.
Really? Because everything is off. Hold on.
You're getting echo. You're getting echo. And
how's that? How's that? Is that better?
That's better. The talking's gone. The echo's pretty much gone.
Okay. So after I know who it was. So. But anyways, we said this was going to happen. And we called it. We said it. And here we are. You know, this opens the door for China.
You
come right on in.
This is our allies are throwing their hands up. The English, Britain, UK, whatever you want to call them, Italy, stuff.
Even Urkel's pissed off.
Not only that, these people have not only the weapons and the vehicles and the aircraft that we talk about, they are now in possession of all the biometric data on the Americans we have that are still there, on the people that helped us in the fight over the last 20 years. And, and on top of that, what you're not going to believe, the State Department gave the Taliban a list.
I read that.
And the Afghanis gave them a list, addressed everything where they are to help them get them to the airport. Really?
How stupid is that, man?
That's beyond. I don't even have words to describe that. They are ensuring. They are ensuring the death.
Right now, this was confirmed. This was confirmed. I was watching your video earlier and everything. But right now, our American warships, our allies, are at the Chinese border, at the Chinese seas, getting ready to do something. I sent you that earlier, and it was confirmed. They're gearing up. And everything. I'm going to tell you, I don't know, man, but they're gearing up for something, and we're on a heightened alert right now. I mean, what the hell did they think was going to happen? Seriously. Even the generals tried to warn them.
Yep. I don't know what to tell you, bro. I'm just, there is no reason in the world why the military has not stepped in, arrested these people for treason, and put an end to this bullshit. There's not a reason in the world for that not to have happened at this point.
Hey, I was thinking that this morning after I was reading the clip about, you know, the military can't go arrest. Well, if they can't do it, why not they do it right this minute? Arrest every one of those fuckers in D.C. right now. That's what needs to happen. I mean, we're getting more and more in danger, brother. This is more dangerous than like what Virgil was saying.
This is beyond dangerous. August, September, it's going to all come unwound.
And it is. Here it is. And you know, he called me. I know he's probably driving, probably parking his truck right now. So and everything, but he called me this morning and he was pissed off, you know, and everything and stuff. But he said do the show and everything, but he said he'd be a little late. So we'll do that. We'll keep going. But, bro, I mean, oh, my God. I mean, this is going far beyond insane right at this point. I mean, the Taliban went, welded the gate shut at the airport, from what I heard, what I was seeing earlier. You know, this was all pretty plain. Do you think those weapons and equipment was left there on accident? Hell no.
Oh, no, no. That stuff was purposely left there to arm our enemies. This stinks of Barack Hussein Obama. Biden ain't smart. Biden ain't smart enough to pull anything off like this. This is Obama Obama and Chinese President Xi pulling Biden's string, telling the Democrats what to do, how to do it. And you know what really pissed me off? Actually, it pissed me off, but it drives home a point that I've said over and over for the last 10 fucking years. Where are the Republicans?
Exactly. Where are they? Dude.
The left wing belong to the same bird, ladies and gentlemen.
They're just quiet.
We're gonna change the world. We're gonna shut the fuck up, all of you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna make a difference because it's too corrupt to. It has to come all the way unwound and start completely over, and it's gonna hurt and it's gonna be ugly.
Well, I hate to say this, but it's too late to start over, bro. I think too late.
What do you mean?
You know, it
has to come completely unwound to start over.
Well, yeah, that's true. But from what I'm seeing and the direction we're going, I don't know. Our military has to come in at some point. I mean, this is... Come on, you guys in the military that's listening. We know you're listening to our show. I mean, come on. Let's fight.
Well, look at it like this. Look at it like this, Joseph. They purged the military for decades. They have nothing but wing masters in there now. I don't see them doing anything. Did you catch that intel? I haven't been able to confirm it yet, but I saw a story pop up on the UK media that the Pentagon came out, and I don't know whether it was leaked, a hot mic or whatever, but the Pentagon was saying we are going to be attacked.
Yeah, I saw that. That's been going everywhere. That's why I was saying earlier, we're on high alert right now and everything, and that's why I sent you that clip from everything earlier. Today, I don't know if you've seen it or not, but that's being broadcasted everywhere. They're telling us we need to be ready, you know, and everything and stuff. But I'm going to tell you, man, this is – if your guys ain't prepared or stocked up, you're fucked. That's all I'm going to tell you right now. We've been telling you, and we're here. We're at that point. So, thankfully, I stocked up, brother. You know.
Well, I don't know. I just don't know what kind of attack to expect. You know, I really don't see the nukes thing coming.
Mm-hmm.
Because China wants the infrastructure. They don't want to fucking tear the country down. Mm-hmm. They want something they can walk into and just take over. So, I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not saying it won't happen. It wouldn't hit some major cities or something, but that avenue seems highly unlikely to me. But, I don't
50-50
know
on that one. I'll give it 50-50. You know,
I don't know what other avenues they would take.
Mhm. Well, that would, like I've been saying, we said this, you said this, Virgil said this. The only way they could control the world is you capture the United States. That's the only way, because we control a lot. We control everything, just about produce, market, everything here. So what, you know, and you're right. They have, you know, they're not going to destroy the United. They're going to put maybe in one or two cities to get everybody's attention. I mean, we did have those nuclear bombs disappear, what, a couple of years ago when Obama was president. Where did they disappear to?
Well, there's been nukes disappearing since they forever, man. I forget what the number is, but it's a crazy number of nukes that have just disappeared with no trace over the last 60 years.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, but there was some movement going around when Trump got out of office that was being said that there was movements of nukes being transported to some of these big cities. So, but there wasn't any more that came out about it. It got quiet after that. But, you know, that was like saying right there, you know, well, we've been saying on the show and everybody else has been saying around, you know, on the media networks and stuff, too. These guys aren't going to go away quiet. They would rather kill us all than lose that power.
Oh, yeah, but you know, the stupid part of it is what they don't realize. Do they? I mean, well, we know. I don't understand the train of thought that they really would think that when China, whoever comes rolling in here, that they're going to keep their spots, that they're going to still be in power.
Maybe a small few, but not many.
They will be the first people that the Muslims and the Chinese take out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know. I ain't even trying to figure it out anymore, Joseph. I'm just
I know. Well, we figured it out long ago. We figured this out long ago, how it was going to come down and everything, and it's just like,
yeah,
you know.
Wait, right now, just wait to see which option they use.
Right. Yeah, you know, the other night, you blew my mind, brother, when you was talking about Pussy and Brady being married to each other. You know, and I looked at it, and sure enough, yep. Now I see why everything is going the way it's going, too, in that direction.
Well, here's something that most people don't realize either. The FDA doesn't do any research.
That's all done by
the NIH, which Grady runs, who's married to Fauci, and they tell the FDA what's approved and what's not.
Mm-hmm. Connect the dots, everybody. Connect the dots. We've been warning you since 2013.
We've been telling you about this elitist deep state for years. And y'all want to turn a blind eye to it, stick your thumbs in your ears so you can't hear it. But ladies and gentlemen, here we are. And I'm telling you right now, I think the dates I called are going to be right on the money. I think we're going to see something very big happen. I don't know if it's going to be red flag or false flag or what it's going to be, but I'm telling you, between the 8th and the 14th of September, something big is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think military may take over because, you know, and I've been hearing this too, chitter chatters and everything through different channels and stuff. And Carmelita said the same thing. Because, you know, her husband works up there, too. And military may intervene, but they're not going to say when or how or what, you know. And everything. But the only thing he told me was, just make sure you get your shit together. That's all he told me. So,
yeah.
You know, and everything. And I trust Carmelita's husband with my life. I mean, that man has not liked us one bit since we've known him. And everything, you know, and stuff. But he called me, Russell. He never called me, ever.
Who's that?
Carmelita says it. Carmelita says it.
Oh.
You know, the physician he's in. He said, bro, I just got to warn you. Just be ready. That's all he said. So that's all he told me. He goes, I can't go into details, but that's all I'm going to tell you. Just be ready.
Yeah.
That was Carmelita's husband. And everything. You know, that man, him and I, we hardly ever talked, but for him to call me, out of the blue.
Yeah. I talked to Carmelita today.
I talked to her often on today.
I don't know, man. I hate to be like this, but I want to see what happens before I decide what direction I'm going to go in. You know,
bro. Since this started 2 days ago, I've been looking up in the sky to see if there's any first fruits going to come coming down.
Yeah.
There was
A-60s in the sky all over Houston today.
I wonder what that was about.
I have no idea.
I heard about it.
They wasn't flying in formation. It wasn't squads, just single A-60s here and there all over town.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they're getting ready, prepared, because we said earlier, they're telling us to be ready for the attack. And I think it's going to be China. What do you want to make a bet?
If I had to guess, I'd say China, yes. Now, I'm thinking it's going to be across our southern border with Venezuela making the push for them.
Well, we already got Honduras troops in here already. All those males that came through here. Those are Honduras troops. Virgil confirmed that.
My buddy, Pedro, man, he was Guatemalan Army Special Ops. I met him, been friends for a long time. And he mm-hmm. called me and told me, you know, he lived in Latino area and stuff like that, man, and stuff. And mm-hmm. he told me that, man, there's Venezuelan regular army all over the place in Houston, Baytown, stuff where the refineries are, and that mm-hmm. they're waiting on a green light, and they walked across the southern border with the rest of the illegals, man, and, you know, I mean, they weren't dressed as army, they just came across looking like all the other ones,
mm-hmm.
but they're here waiting on a green light.
Mm-hmm. No, of course, but yeah. They don't want to advance them, but they want to advance these Afghanistans. Even these dudes on the first drop-off road, these young Afghanistan males, why are they here? The first group, remember, when a group photo was showed nothing but dudes on the airplane that came through here? That caused a lot of red flags on that.
Well, you know, anything that the government is doing now, it's probably not good for anybody but our enemies. And that's sad. It's true.
Yeah, you know.
I think it's going to come completely unwound on the timeline we laid out. And mm-hmm. if I were a gambling man, I'd bet I was right on that date stand.
Yeah, you get that right on the nose. I mean, you know, and we said it was this week. You know, Virgil said about a year, and I said, no, I think this week, you know, here we are, you know. And it's sad.
Yeah.
We lost 12 soldiers today.
Well, more than that, I mean, no telling what the mm-hmm. real numbers are.
That's right.
That's
and it's,
one
you know.
Now, this is going to make. This is going to make, excuse me, this is going to make
my question
Iran
is,
hostage, this is going to make the Iran hostage thing look like a fucking Sunday picnic.
My question is, why don't our military go in there and destroy all that equipment at the military bases? There's no civilians there, or is there?
Well, I'm sure that stuff's not there any longer. It'd be,
that should have been the first thing.
Well, yeah, but I'm telling you, man, well, it never should have been left there to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was left there intentionally, bro.
You don't pull out, leave that kind of shit behind on accident, all right? So, you know, if the only answer is, and the only one thing I could see doing that is, the 10 to 30,000 Americans that are still trapped over there are people who are our allies who are being hunted down and
mm-hmm.
executed now.
Mm-hmm.
They've got nothing left to lose. They should just go in there and just carpet bomb that motherfucker from one end to the other.
But it's sad. But, you know, but we knew this was coming. I wish Virgil would call in. He hasn't messaged me or anything. So, but you know, geez, I last couple of days, I've just been astonished. I mean, it's like, well, yeah, we said this. We knew that was going to happen, you know. And hearing Biden speak today, I couldn't stand it. I had to turn it off. But hearing that Marine cuss him out, woo, boy, it was on. So
oh,
it was
Biden
everything.
Came out of hiding today?
Oh, he came out of hiding, made his little speech, and he was somewhere in a Marine Corps that was in Afghanistan and just came out. And a Marine cornered his ass and started shooting. He told him, this is your unfit. This is on you. This is the blood that you spilt. He goes, you shouldn't be in office. You need to be arrested. He was saying all kinds of stuff, you know, and everything. And he goes, a whole bunch of you need to be gone. He goes, you're a sorry sack of shit. Exactly what he said. If I can find a video, I'll send it to you. That's what he said.
Yeah. I really don't even know what to think anymore.
I don't either. I don't either. It's just, well, you know, it's like I was telling Lucretia today, you know, if you guys ain't ready now, you guys are pretty much fucked. but she's, you know, where she's at, they got plenty of food just in case you. But this is bad. I mean, oh my God, it's just. We told
all
of you around the globe. We told you what was going down. We told you.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you know, it's, I don't know. It's,
you know, I don't know what else to say about all this. It's just that, you know, if they don't get Biden now, if the military doesn't go in now, Russell, and arrest these fuckers inside D.C. right now, which I have heard that it may happen, but this is all talk. And so far, it's been talking. No way. I want to see action. I want to see it done. Stop talking about it. Go in there and do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's there's really no words for this, brother. I mean, there's truly, honestly, no words for what is happening right now.
There's not.
It's truly nothing, man.
On one side, we got distraction. This is a big distraction. We got other distractions on other parts of the world. We got distractions here in the United States trying to keep us all, you know, keep our minds garbled and twisted and everything else. And I'm still trying to pay attention to the audits and stuff, you know, that's been going on there. That's what I'm paying attention to. But I'm trying to look at the actual true real picture of what's really happening. And I'm still sorry.
You know?
And it's just like, you know, like Virgil said many times, bend over, grab your ankles, drop your pants, and prepare to get fucked in the ass, because that's exactly what's happening to us right now. We're the United States has really got fucked in the ass. Pardon my language.
I mean, and I'm going to tell you right now, anybody listening out there who says that, well, you know, we may disagree politically, but I still have friends. If you're calling Democrats a friend right now, you are part of the fucking problem, okay? These people vote now, given Trump won the election, all this bullshit fraud won. But the people that did actually vote for him are not your friends. They're not a friend of freedom. They're not a friend of liberty. They're not a friend of the unborn. They are not a friend of anything American. And if you're still going to call them a friend, you are part of the fucking problem. Okay?
Exactly.
And you can take it to the bank and cash it.
Right. Well, these idiots are still saying, you know, even after all this, just a lot of some of the idiots are going, oh, it's not his fault. This is Trump's fault. This Trump started this. Bullshit. This is Biden all the way around because he undid everything Trump did. So this is on him.
Oh, yeah, this is all on Biden. Trump had nothing to do with this. It's when they ended Trump's policies over there, when they put a weak, gutless, fucking Muslim-loving, fraudulent piece of shit in the White House, and nobody fears them. They know they're not going to do anything. They can't find their ass with both hands in a road mouth. And
I mean,
the world is taking full advantage of that. We are weak now.
And we're the laughing stock. We're the laughing stock of the retard. They're laughing right now. They're saying, "Oh, you guys got fucked royally. Look what you got in the White House."
I'm just at this point in time, ladies and gentlemen, we can sit here, rehash all this, talk about it, but I'm going to tell you straight up, you better get your final plan set.
Back your escape.
Something very big is happening very soon.
Map your escape, okay. Plan it out.
There ain't no way around it. It's coming. Compliments of the socialist in this country. Rogue, out-of-control government, which includes the Republicans, who have said nothing or done nothing to all of this. They've gone into hiding just like Biden.
Strong vacation, you know, now, too.
This doesn't show you how little your government gives a fuck about you. You aren't paying attention at all right?
Exactly.
They don't care about the carnage going on over there. They don't care about the genocide that's going on over there. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, these Taliban fuckers are going town to town, door to door, dragging Christians, people who supported the U.S.
Excuse me.
Raping and killing the women or selling them into slavery, killing men, children, and if you're a Democrat, you're responsible for this, just like the fucking people you voted for.
Mm-hmm. Right? Exactly. I have no love for you fuckers at all.
I sincerely hope with all my heart that when this does completely unwind and y'all are out there in the street begging for help and mercy, I'm going to walk right on by and wave and say, good luck, motherfucker.
Right. I got a question. What the fuck is ISIS, too?
Let's completely get off this fucking ISIS thing. I'm glad you brought that up, Joseph, all right? ISIS has been fucking out of existence for fucking 5 years now, 6 years now. They got their ass tattooed. This is the Taliban calling themselves ISIS and trying to save the face on the national media. Oh, well, we're not doing it. It's ISIS. Well,
gotcha.
Come the fuck on.
There is, Virgil.
That's like no, Mom, I didn't do it. The dog did it.
Right. I was thinking that because I kept hearing ISIS, too. I was like, what the fuck is ISIS, too? Never heard of him. Even Steve Lee was asking that. Who the hell is ISIS, too, you know? Hey, brother, how you doing, brother?
Hey, Virgil, what's up, my brother? What you are witnessing right now in front of your eyes is the fall of an empire, the collapse of an empire. This is it. Mm-hmm. And whether we rebuild from the ashes is to be seen. And I tell you what, I ain't got a whole lot of faith in the American people at this time. Because the majority of them are a bunch of spineless, fat, globs of motherfucking flesh with no backbone and no moral compass, and I hope they get what they deserve. What do you think, Virgil? What the fuck are you? I mean, I'm speechless at this shit we're watching happen.
I understand. This is a double tap for me. This is a double tap. Okay, twice in my life, I'm watching the United States of America tuck tail and run. And, what are the odds of the C-47 fuselage over Afghanistan? What are the odds that some of the part? What in the hell is that?
Better than not being. I heard there was a squeaking sound coming, like a door.
Yeah, no shit. what are the odds of some of the parts on that C-47 fuselage over Afghanistan? If that's some of the parts off of one of the C-47s that flew over Vietnam in 1975. I mean, it's a pretty close coincidence. And now these raghead, goat fucking, sorry son of a bitches, which I've been trying to tell everybody. These people are nuts. They're fanatical. Mm-hmm. They're nuts. And now, here I go. Another suicide bomber killing Marines. Two suicide bombers. And just like in 1983, we're going to see a president during a photo op marching down a line of stainless steel caskets with flags on them, just like Ronald fucking Reagan did, and nothing's going to be done about it. Not a goddamn thing. So,
nope, absolutely nothing. I don't know if it was leaked, it was a hot mic or whatever, but coming across the big pond there, UK media is stating that the Pentagon says America will be attacked.
Well,
and I have no doubt, I have absolutely no doubt in my mind of that.
Well, you know, I just hope, you know, if they hijack some more planes, you know, make sure and wear your mask before you suicide crash them. Make sure you have that mask on. That's going to be the most important thing, you know, to get through the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I'm in Facebook jail again for cussing out a politician, a senator, who wants to get up and make a post. The president's actions are reprehensible. You know, you motherfuckers, y'all use a lot of fucking big words. You use a $5 fucking word at a president that ain't worth 2 pesos in a piss trough. Okay? That's number one. But you're not doing a goddamn thing to stop this son of a bitch. You're letting the rampage go on. None of you are doing a goddamn fucking thing. And that goes out to Clay Higgins, Steve Scalise, John Kennedy, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and the whole goddamn bunch of you. You ain't doing a goddamn fucking thing but talking. Mm-hmm. And that ain't going to do no goddamn good.
Like we said earlier in the show, Roger, before you came on, all talk and no action.
You know. And, it on them, you know, it's like Russell said. Oh, you want to put your fucking face. Oh, well, we'll get them in 2022. We're going to go vote them out of office, and then you're going to vote the same kind of motherfuckers in that are going to send Joe Biden a letter of protest behind all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, there's not going to be any 2022 election. It's all coming to the end way before then, Virgil.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I was telling Joseph earlier, I'm just sick of these motherfuckers want to get out there and run for office, talk about how they're going to change it. They ain't going to change your motherfucking thing, all right?
No, they ain't.
Right now, this is completely unwinding. We're fixing to get hit hard. And I'm going to repeat the dates I gave earlier between September the 8th and the 14th. Trying to get a finger on what it's going to be. Really don't have an idea yet, but those dates keep coming up. Connections that I have that are still active and stuff like that are saying, get fucking prepared. It's coming hard. So,
Russell,
I've got, you know, the upside of this. the upside of all of this is that we're going back to ground zero. What happens after that will be basically rebuilding out of the ashes. And you better believe every fucking swinging duck country in the world is going to try to come over here and get a piece of us. So,
we're gonna
have to fight like the third monkey in line to get on the ark, and brother, it's starting to rain. You know, so that's what it's going to come down to. What are we going to be able to build it back out of it? I do not know, because Virgil, as much as I hate to say this, I have lost all faith in the American people as a whole.
Oh, yes, I have. It's, you know, the only ones that I have any trust in, and I've talked to many of them, I'm friends with many of them, are the veterans that have served, in Afghanistan. Brother, they are fucking pissed. They are, they are mad enough to fucking crochet barbed wire, man.
Did you see that one Marine, Virgil, that cussed out the president today? I mean, it was totally cussed. I was telling Russell about that.
I got a friend of mine that lives in Colorado. Okay, her name is Nikki. She didn't have too much for Trump because of Trump's views of gays in the military. She's a lesbian. Okay. She was married. She's got three daughters, three lovely, lovely young daughters. But she lives in Colorado now. She's an Afghan army vet. And she is just fuming about this. And I talked to her, and I said, well, I said, Nikki, I said, I know that you didn't have much for Donald Trump. I said, but, you know, this would not have happened on his watch. This would not have happened like this. Not at all. You know, I mean, these motherfuckers, these sumbitches were hiding up in Kazakhstan. They were hiding in Pakistan. And then all of a sudden, they come out of the woodwork. They come out of the woodwork and just like you stepped on an ant, like you stepped on an ant bed, and they just spread out all over the country. And you know, it just goes to show what this country has come to since 1946, when we said, sure, we'll join the UN. Sure. And ever since then, every conflict we have been in has been half-assed. It's been fucked up. And we've backed down ever fucking since. You know, and the American people, just like Russell said, you know, they're not going to do a goddamn thing except, okay, boys and girls, let's pull out our book called Honesty and Fair Play, and let's just read and see how we can rectify this situation by having committee meetings and town hall meetings and writing our congressmen and you know, just, you know, we're going to raise hell about this. You know, well, go ahead and raise all the hell you want. You guess what? Every one of them sumbitches laughs at you now. They laugh at you. They don't care what the fuck you think. They don't care.
Just like us. We don't care. I don't give a shit anymore. What, you know, but honestly, bro, like I was saying earlier, you know, words have nothing to describe. I mean, Yesterday and today, I've been popping my head up, seeing if any paratroopers were going to come out, popping out of the sky. Seriously.
You know.
I got that funny feeling in my bones. That keeps telling me to look up in the sky. That's what I've been doing.
Well.
You know.
Maybe that'll happen, maybe it won't, you know, but I don't know. I just don't know anymore.
Right.
All I know is every American citizen should have this attitude right now. You know, the laws don't mean shit anymore. Politicians don't. Just are there. They're a waste of air and space and money, and they're all just a bunch of bitches to Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, George Soros, and the industrial military complex. Just like the whole United States is the bitch for the UN and NATO. You put your faith in a goddamn mentally malfunctioned, counterfeit president to run this country. You know, sure, you may not have voted for Joe Biden, but you goddamn sure voted against Donald Trump. And why? Why? Because he put out mean tweets.
Because he hurts feelings.
You know, he's an old man with a gorgeous wife. Okay. His daughters are gorgeous. Oh my God, we can't have that. You know. We gotta have these ugly fat fucking hags. That look like they could play right tackle for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, I'm just going to say, at least we know Melania is all woman.
At least we know
she's real. Not fake like all these others.
Oh, and that son of a bitch, Michelle Obama's wife, Barack, he's just ecstatic over this. I can see him jumping for joy. I can see him just jumping for joy behind this.
Yeah, we were talking about him earlier. You know, his hands are all in this, bro. You know his hands are.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. He is playing that motherfucker. He is playing that son of a bitch like Ray Charles played a keyboard. With his eyes closed. Well, All I can say is this to American people. We tried. We wanted a good organization. That's one thing I got to give these people, Russell. That's one thing I got to give these people. They are way better at getting organized than we are. Way better. You got to give them an A plus on this. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, all of this bullshit, these false flags, everything. I mean, they orchestrated it to a T. My applause to you on your efficiency. Okay, I have got to give respect to their efficiency in this matter. Yes,
and don't forget
a lot of times,
Dr. Fauci.
Oh, that's included in it. That's included in it. But you know, the American people, we tried to tell you up, down, sideways, three times a week. Not for days, not for months, but for years. And you refuse to heed the warning. Well, tough
shit. Here we are.
Tough shit. I may not last long. I may not last too long, but I'm gonna last longer than you.
Mm-hmm. But if you guys ain't stopped, you ain't, you know, prepared, and hey, that's all on you. Don't come to us. Don't, you know, you're on your own. Like Ross was saying, you're begging for help. I'm just gonna walk right by you.
I got enough for me and mine.
Same here.
Nobody helped me. So that's it. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, oh, well, I couldn't afford this. I couldn't afford that. Okay. I've been getting this ready since Obama got elected.
Same here. I couldn't afford it either, Virgil, but you know what? I did it. Nobody's like, how did you do that? How could you afford it? I'll go, little by little, when I had extra money, I'd go out and get it. I didn't go pick
right.
it off somewhere.
That's right. You hustle. You hustle.
That's right.
Okay.
I would call you up, Virgil, and ask you questions. And you would call me up and ask me, like, what should we do, you know? And we'd help each other on that.
But, Russell, you know, we couldn't afford that, but we can afford to go get every time they come out with a brand-new IG phone or this, that, and the other. We can afford to go sign that $1,500 contract for that goddamn mm-hmm. $200 phone.
Yeah.
With AT&T, Sprint, Verizon, and what fucking ever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we can afford that.
You know what kind of phone I have? I have a Boost Mobile phone that's got cracked glass everywhere because I dropped it here last month, and I'm still using it.
That pickup truck, it ain't good enough for me no more. My next door neighbor got a brand new one. 65, $70,000. I'm gonna have to go trade this one in that I've got paid off and go into fucking debt for 4.8% financing on a $70,000 pickup truck that loses $3,000 as soon as you are driving off the fucking lot.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, you ever seen my vehicles, man? I got a 05 Chevy Aurora we just bought. Only paid $2,000 for it, you know.
I don't know what Russell paid for his Jeep. I don't know what Russell paid for his Jeep when he bought it. But
mm-hmm.
I tell you what, that fucking thing is worth its weight in gold because,
mm-hmm.
Like I told you, you know, Russell, I'm going to let the cat out. I mean, Joseph, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. I got into a little problem from when my niece was living with us, Linda.
Mm-hmm.
I was writing her off on my taxes while her deadbeat mom, wino crackhead mom, was putting her on her account and getting extra food stamps. Well,
yep.
When the state of Louisiana started handing out this federal money and everything, and they started giving inmates stimulus checks and unemployment checks and everything else. Well, they did an audit, and they audited everything. Well, bam,
mm-hmm.
my shit popped up. So I got them down to $5,000 is what I owe the state.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to get that paid off before September 1st, or they are going to suspend my driver's license,
mm-hmm.
my commercial driver's license. So I've got to go take care of, I'm finally going to go take care of that this week. Okay. But like I said, you know, and I can't afford to do that. I'm going to get it straight. But like I said about Russell Jeep, you know, and I had to go borrow a little money from this. But just to show you, my wife and I, we still have our 2001 Chevy HD 4x4. Okay, it's a good truck. Good truck, good powerful truck, bought and paid for. And it's 2001, got over 100,000 miles on it. And it will still pull the ass off Superman. It's a good pulling truck. You just can't pass a gas station up with it. Okay. We use that as collateral. And Russell, take a guess what the value of that pickup truck is, that 2001?
2001, what is it?
2001 2500 HD Chevrolet 4x4 with a 6.0 gasoline engine in it.
$1,500 trade-in?
I'd say probably 12, 13 grand.
$13,000.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's what the blue book value on that truck is.
Wow.
Russell style of Jeep. Do you have the Willys version Jeep, Russell?
It's a Wrangler Unlimited.
A Wrangler Unlimited.
I was offered, I got 84,000 miles on it. And I was offered $18,000 trade-in on it.
That's it. $18,000. Go price the brand new ones. Go price the brand new ones. They're knocking on the door $80,000.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I believe that.
And just like, you know, we're not the only ones can make predictions. Have you ever heard of a man by the name of John Tucker?
Yeah.
Russell?
Yes, I have.
Okay. For those of you who don't know, John Tucker was a man who tried to start a automobile company, and the big three, Chrysler, GM, and Ford, basically massacred him company-wise, business-wise, because they didn't want the competition. He came out with a car called the Tucker. It was a very, very sturdy car, very practical car, and very stylish, and it had a reasonable price on it. And believe it or not, this car had a helicopter engine in it. Did y'all know that?
Uh-uh.
Okay. The people that manufacture the helicopters like you see on MASH, after, you know, after Korea and everything, they kind of came into a little finite because the government will cancel a contract on you in a heartbeat, no matter how much inventory you have and money you spent. They cancel contract. They say, we don't need it no more. We're not paying you anymore. They'll cut you, cut you clean off. They'll cut you quicker than an umbilical cord. Okay. Well, this company, and Tucker was looking for an engine. Well, he ran up on Howard Hughes, and Howard Hughes told him about this company that made helicopter engines. So he got in with them, and with a little finagling, a little improvising and things, they put a rear mount helicopter engine, 160 horsepower, in the rear of these cars, like a Volkswagen. And it was Tucker that invented the disc brakes. It was Tucker that invented the shatterproof glass. It was, you know, a lot of innovations in the Tucker. The big three stole from him. He didn't get a penny from it. Well, during his trial on securities fraud and stock fraud and insider trading and all this, they just threw everything at him. Okay, he said in court like this. He said, we are an industrial might. We kicked the hell out of the Nazis. We kicked the hell out of the Japanese. But when industry starts destroying ideas and smaller businesses, well, we're on the road right now to buying our TVs, radios, and cars from our former enemies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't have been more right about that.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't have been more right about that. Because what I'm getting at is that Jeep that Russell drives, he better take real good care of it. Because the transmission in it is made by Mercedes-Benz. The same people that made transmissions for the Panzer tanks and for the Tiger tanks during World War II.
Wow.
Look all of it up. If you don't believe me, ladies and gentlemen, look all of it up. All
right?
And you can look down the road. You can look down the road. The 70s, 80s, Toyota, Mitsubishi, Isuzu, Datsun. What was that? The Chevy Love. Remember those little Chevy Love trucks?
They had a Mitsubishi four-cylinder.
El Caminos.
No, they were made by Isuzu. Chevy Loves were made by Isuzu. Those were Isuzu trucks with a Chevrolet design front end on them, the bodywork and everything. But the same people that made the Mitsubishi fighter that bombed Pearl Harbor, okay, made Mitsubishi trucks, and they sold like hotcakes over here in the United States. They put a lot of the automakers out of business. I mean, a lot of auto workers got laid off because of this. And former enemies. So, you know, we're not the only ones and people, you know, when people back in the mid to late 50s said this, you know, other people, the whole country laughed at them. Ain't no way that's going to happen. Not here in America. We like big cars. Mm-hmm. You like big cars? Oh, okay. Abdul, we need an oil embargo because we got investors in these Japanese companies making these little cars, and we want them over here so they can sell. Oh, sure.
We need
no
to get
problem.
Out of, need to get out of Japan so they can sort of get those parts, too.
I mean,
I know where you're going with that.
There is nothing we need from other countries that we cannot make here.
Exactly.
There is nothing from other countries we need that we cannot make here. Oh, well, we got to get our electronics from Taiwan or whatever. Okay. Well, back in my day, it was RCA Victor. It was Zenith. It was Philco. Everybody remembers the Philco radios in automobiles, the AM Philco radios.
And
you
the
know,
shop radios they made, too. Yep.
Motorola's, you know, all of that manufactured in the United States years ago.
Well, yes, but you see, that's when the corporation started taking over America during that time period. And they decided, they paid government officials, well, you know, we need cheaper labor. And this is when the war first started on the American middle class. And they started outsourcing that stuff. And we lost our industrial bases, manufacturing bases, I should say. We turned it over to our former enemies and people who became new enemies. off for the sake of a dollar and to rob the American people of a fair wage. There's not a better example of that than what Virgil just said. Am I wrong?
Mm-hmm.
No, you're right.
It's not only that, Russell. But this is why if anybody tries to tell me the benefits of union labor, I'm going to kick you in the fucking nuts, okay?
Right.
Off the bat.
Right. Right.
Okay. I work in the most regulated industry in the United States. And why is it so regulated? Because of somebody named Jimmy Hoffa and the Teamsters Union. They're
mm-hmm.
the ones that started all this bullshit with these logs, with all of this bullshit like this. United Auto Workers. Okay? United Auto Workers, okay, if you were making, back in the day when I was growing up, 60s and 70s, if you were making $13 an hour, you were making bank. You
mm-hmm.
were making mint, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, we've got to make $18 an hour, $20 an hour for what we do, and then
mm-hmm.
we're only going to do so much of a portion of a job, you've got to hire other people to do this specific job, to do that specific job, to do that specific job. Well,
mm-hmm.
the industry, they weren't going for that shit. Okay, well, fine. We'll shut your ass down and we'll move our plant down to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Or overseas, to South America,
mm-hmm.
wherever, China, whatever. And we'll get them to do it for 50 cents an hour.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Not to change the subject, man, but I wanted to ask, I know we talked about it a bit earlier, but I wanted to know if you heard, Virgil, that the State Department, in all their wisdom, in begging the Taliban for more time and let up to make things easier for them, gave the Taliban a list of all Americans still in the country, SIVs, their biometric data, names, fingerprints, the whole nine yards, so that the Taliban could help them get to the airport. There's no end to these people's absolute. I mean, Virgil, they can't really be that stupid. I mean, this has got to be out and out genocide, isn't it? Or are they really that fucking stupid?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, I'd hate to think they're that stupid, but, you know, I mean, they're already confiscating American passports. And, you know what they're going to do with those passports? They're going to redo them, and you're going to see somebody whose original name was Abdul Khalif Omar from Afghanistan, and he's going to come back as Fred Baker from Iowa and can't speak a fucking
mm-hmm.
word of English.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, you think that mask is going to save you when you go to Walmart or Costco's or Target or anything else? Oh, it's really going to save you because all of these stores are going to become Targets now. Targets for fucking
mm-hmm.
suicide bombers.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, guys, it's past that time. We kind of went over a little bit, but you guys want to keep going, or do you want to close for the night?
I just woke up. I got to be in Russell's neighborhood for 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm just above Jackson, Mississippi. I got to be around Dayton, Texas, about 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. So I got to get up. I got to get up in a couple more hours and put my foot in it.
All right, Merle. We'll go ahead and close off, and we'll see if it's the right
my McDonald's
hours.
Biscuit.
anyway.
Hopefully we'll
That's Russell Fitz.
Hopefully we'll still be able to do a show Monday.
Right.
America, I have absolutely no words for the atrocities brought on by these China-owned Democrat communist. I don't know what else to tell you just to buckle up, baby. It's fixing to get bumpy. This is gonna
Russell, and a final note. You know, you got to kind of find comedy in every situation. And I've got the comical note to this. Right now, there are about 20 Americans and adult chaperone students, 20 American students and adult chaperones that are stuck in Afghanistan after taking a vacation trip to Afghanistan. Who the fuck takes a vacation trip to Afghanistan? What the fuck is in Afghanistan? Did they open up a Six Flags over there or something? You retarded motherfuckers deserve to stay over there.
And we'll stay on your knees if they got beheaded. Remember what happened to the last terrorist that went down there?
Oh, Lord, a vacation. Tahiti is a vacation. Bora Bora is a vacation. Hawaii is a vacation. Florida, Destin, Florida, Panama City, Daytona Beach, that's a vacation. Not fucking Afghanistan. Afghanistan. Not right now, it ain't.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I wouldn't go to Tijuana for nothing in the fucking world.
That's where I met Max Weiss in Tijuana.
But I read that today, and I saw that as kind of a comic relief to the situation.
Yeah, I saw that too. Zach Russell said, they got to see what options we can take after this point, man.
All right, man. Well, I'm out of here. Virgil, be safe on the road. Joseph, we'll talk to you Monday.
All right.
All righty, brother. If you need anything, call me.
I'm out of here.
All right. Y'all be safe out there. Virgil, you be safe. Good night, everybody. We'll see you Monday night. So, Virgil, what's
good? Good night, Chester. Good night, Chester, wherever you are.
Good night, everyone.